Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it. Due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Come, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
This is a time of mourning for our nation. We lost one of our icons in sports, and we just want to just take this opportunity on Wonderful Wednesday, which is Hump Day, to say that we all are mourning. Whenever one of the members of our family is taken, and a child as well as other family members, we want to take this time, and when he becomes an icon, a sports legend, individuals will show their way they mourn in a different way. The title of our show tonight is "I Love Sports, But Sometimes It Makes Me Cry." The call-in number for our show tonight is 347-857-4192. And if you want to check the show out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Production. If you want to go to Facebook, and we're available on Facebook, I see individuals joining. I'm going to reach over for those people on Instagram and give those people a wave as soon as the individuals come on Instagram as well. You can join us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. On Instagram, that's LorenzaDSmith15. And also, if you want to call in, I gave you the call-in number, 347-857-4192. If you just want to listen to the show, you can. You don't have to say anything. But if you have something that's burning you inside or you want to be a part of this discussion tonight, all you have to do is press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I will ask you to give your name and location if you choose to. We prefer your location. Or for your comments offer your questions, offer your expertise, and we're going to have an awesome show. The title is I Love Sports, But Sometimes It Makes Me Cry. But Sometimes It Makes Me Cry. Like I said, this week has been a challenging week for a lot of people. Again, a legend, a sports hero to a lot of individuals. Life was lost along with eight other people on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven other passengers, and I want to make sure I give a, mention them as well. A lot of the pundits and talking heads in sports been the last few days been just saying Kobe Bryant and Gianna and seven others. Those seven others, we want to offer our deepest condolence to those families on behalf of the Smith Way production, and it falls up under the Smith Way Enterprise LLC, to the friends, to the neighbors of John Altobello, Carrie Altobello, Elise Altobello, Christina Miser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and the pilot, Arian Zubayi. Those individuals died in the crash as well. And we just want to make sure those communities and those families and friends know that on our behalf, as we are broadcast over 16 countries, including the United States and Canada, we want to them to know that our heart is heavy at this time. And we're here to support each and every one of those families, because when I read off the name, I read off fathers, wives, children, aunts, cousins, all those family members in different forms. And we just want to say that we're going to continue to uplift you and uplift your name. And we're going to give the prayers for the family. We know God would bless each and every one of us. And yes, this is Talking Sports Plus. But we want to make sure they know that we're here. We're going to talk about them. And our show tonight again is, I love sports, but sometimes it makes me cry. Talking Sports Plus is the only block of talk radio that will be considered to be the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Also, I want you to make sure, you understand, we have listeners, and we're proud to say we are the voice for those listeners in 16 countries. So we're going to bring it tonight, again, with a heavy heart. But we know God got us. That's why I want you to keep in mind, as Yvette Smith, my youngest sister, says on Facebook, our hearts goes out to all of the families, not only just with that situation, but those individuals who lost a loved one on Sunday or over the weekend or Monday, Tuesday, or even today. We're not promised another hour. We're not promised an additional day. We have to keep that in mind. So we have to tell our families and loved ones, I love you. It's a gift. Nothing can replace that gift. Tell them whatever you need, I'm here for you. I'll go the extra mile because you are my family. And you can say the same thing to your friends. If your friends and you are at that level, that you can tell them you love them. Tell them you, I'm here for you. Because we do not promise tomorrow, not only promise the rest of tonight. So as we go into our show, we have several ways of contacting those individuals that serve as co-hosts. And the co-hosts, and as soon as they come in, I'll make sure I give them a introduction and let you know that. But I like to give each one of them a raving introduction as I start the show off. Hale's from North Alabama, and I know for a fact he's going to be struggling to get here. He has a game tonight, and he's playing in the city championship tournament, a city tournament in Huntsville, Alabama, for the middle school. That's the King, our King, Coach Tremaine King Edwards. He's coaching up at Chapman Middle School in Huntsville, Alabama. He has the boys and the girls, so they're playing tonight. Trying to move to the next step would be tomorrow night, and the championship, that would be Saturday. Also, our lady of the hour, young lady, she's a millennium. So proud, she's my daughter, and I'm so glad that she's taking part in this. However, they are playing their tournament as well. And I know she's working, trying to do her job. And she may be able to buzz in or be able to catch us on Facebook. None other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, a millennium that's also joined us from time to time. Name is Coach Cameron Gilmer. And last but not least, our radio personality. So proud to have him part of it. I know he's grinding and working hard, trying to get things done. He hails from South Alabama, from the coast, the Florida coast, up to Montgomery, from Montgomery over to Troy, and then from Troy to Dothan. And by the way, he stops in the op where he's a town councilman, none other than the conductor of the E-Train, the Don King of all things, Daryl E. Train Elliott. So we do appreciate each and every one of them, and they're going to call in. It's done by remote, so they're going to call in and be a part of I Love Sports, the title, but sometimes it makes me cry. As I stated, our brand is being the only blog talk radio show that's considered a voice of the historical black colleges, the high school, and middle school athletics in southeastern part of the United States. We want to start off spotlighting the historical black colleges and universities, basketball. We have the Southwest Athletic Conference, and we want to look at the standings in both men and women. We won't call out all the teams, but we're going to give you a variation of a number of teams in there. On the men's side of the Southwest Athletic Conference, if you ever hear the SWAC, that's what it is. Acronym SWAC is Southwest Athletic Conference. Men, Prairie View leads the conference at 5-1. Texas Southern is 5-1. Alcorn State is 5-2. Grambling is 3-4. Southern is 4-3, so you can flip flop those ones. Jackson State is 3-4. Arkansas Pine Bluff is 2-4. Alabama State University, 2-4, and Alabama A&M is 2-4. On the women's side of the SWAC, you have Jackson State, 7-0, Texas Southern, 5-1, Alcorn, 4-3, Southern, 5-2, Alabama A&M, 4-2, and Alabama State University, 2-4. For the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, it's the MEAC. On the men's side, you have Norfolk State, 5-0, South Carolina State, 4-2, North Carolina A&T, 5-1, North Carolina Central, 4-2, Bethune-Cookman, 3-3, Morgan State, 4-3, and FAMU is 4-3. On the women's side of the MEAC, the leaders in the clubhouse, Norfolk State, 5-0, Bethune-Cookman, 5-1, Delaware State, 5-1, North Carolina A&T, 4-2, and Morgan State, 5 and 2. Those are the historical black colleges Division I conferences. One of the things that we had a question that we want to talk about, and as soon as my team come join me, I'm just going to take some time. I was looking at the standings in both of them, overall standing as well as the conference standing. Yes, we have some of them with some nice, beautiful standing, but after looking at it, the total picture of the SWAC is 10 teams, the MEAC, which is 10 teams, because of that schedule they played during November and December, which they call the money schedule, they will only have 4 teams out of 2 conferences who will have a winning record. 4 teams that will have a winning record at the end of the season. Now, I understand that some people believe that they have to do that so they can keep funding for basketball. However, I just believe that there's another way to it. I'm concerned because that doesn't look very good. You have over 16 teams out of 2 conferences that will either be 500 or below 500. I don't understand that, and some people say you ought to understand it, but I tell you what, serving in the capacity as a head football, basketball, track, baseball coach from the high school level and middle school level, athletic director, and who are an assistant at a college level, I can understand we can't put a schedule together and be competing at the high level where we have a chance to win. We don't have to sell ourselves just to get a little money in there, just to operate a season. And it's a concern to me. And I think a better job can be done by each of those athletic directors, both of the conferences getting together and developing some sort of cross-conference competitive schedule where they can play each other, call it the classes on the hardwood, whatever you want to call it. But we have to improve that. You have coaches who might reach 200 wins, but they lost 300 games. Some of them still at those universities. And every 5 years, every 10 years, you may get to the that's to me, I have a little concern with that, but that's my concern. And as alumnus of a historical black college and university, I just believe that it's another way. And that, directors, are you tuning in or having people to tune in? Yeah, that's another way. And you need to take an opportunity to look at scheduling games between the MEAC and the SWAC. Those are Division I. And see, can you make a money games so you can put money into your budget? We need to look at it and not just assume that's the only way to do it the way we're doing. So that's what we want to make sure we do. And I'm going to reach over and wave at some of these individuals who's joining me on Facebook. And I do appreciate it, as well as I'm going to reach over and wave at individuals that's joining me on Instagram. Appreciate it. That's A. Jordan, mom, that's joining us. Thank you so much. A. Jordan's mom on Instagram. Also, there are 2 other conferences, which are Division II in the historical black colleges and universities. You have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They have 2 in their standing. They have 2 divisions. We're going to talk about the men's first, then we're going to move to the women. The standing for the men in the East. It consists of teams basically on the southern part of the Atlantic coast. We have Albany State. That's 83 out of Albany, Georgia. You have Clark out of Atlanta, 7-3. You have Morehouse out of Atlanta, 6-5. Those are the 3 on the men's side. On the men's, on the eastern side of that conference. On the west, you have Tuskegee, 8-4. That's located in Alabama. Miles College, which is actually 8-2. We can flip-flop that. And it's located in Alabama. You have Central State, located in Ohio. They're 6-4. And Lamont Owen, as well, is 6-5. On the women's side of the East, you have Benedict College is 8-1. Payne is 5-4. On the West side of the SIAC, you have Miles College 7-2, Tuskegee 7-3, and Central State 5-4. That's the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference standing. The CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, teams on the northern part of the Atlantic coast. You have two divisions, which is the northern and the southern. And for the men, the northern leader is Virginia State at 8-1. Bowie State is 5-3. Virginia Union is 4-4. On the southern division, part of the southern division of that conference, you have Winston-Salem 7-2. We're talking about men's. You have J.C. Smith, Johnson C. Smith 6-3, making up the southern division of the CIAA. On the women's side, the northern leaders are Lincoln 8-1, Bowie State 6-2, Virginia Union 7-1. On the southern part of the conference, you have Fayetteville State 8-2, Johnson C. Smith 5-4. Those are the historical Black Division II conferences, and seem like they don't have that problem because you look at the difference in their records. More teams are floating toward having a successful season, meaning above 500. And whatever they are using, let's look at that. Look at the template. They help the other conference do that. The bottom line, if you're Division I, I've been back as well as the NEAC, they're only going to take one of your teams. That's the tournament winner. And if you have a regular season champion, they may float you into one of the lesser tournaments, but you'll be in the tournament. So we're still down to one team representing the MEAC and SWAC in Division I March Madness. All right. Tonight we want to talk about the coaches' conference. I'm sorry, coaches' corner. And we got a couple of things we want to talk about. We want to look at the Super Bowl. And as I said in the previous show, you know, we have the San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The game is being played down in Miami's Hard Rock Stadium over there at Miami Gardens. It's going to be Sunday. So everybody get ready for a bang-bang situation with that. And I say bang-bang because last year everybody complained because it was low scoring last year. A lot of people prefer video game type scoring and they expect it, but you have supposedly the best offense in the playoffs because during the season, the Ravens was one of the top, was the top offense with the MVP, Lamar Jackson. And Kansas City Chiefs MVP from 2018-19, Patrick Mahomes, led them through the playoffs. So they're at the top of their game right now. So you look at fireworks. And some of the things we want to discuss the strength and the weakness. I think if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, their strength would be Patrick Mahomes. He could be in a position to be one of the greatest of all time if he continued to play at the level because this is his second year starting. You have a group of outstanding wide receivers and tight end. Travis Kelce is one of the best. That's a strength. So you have that in line with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then you have the San Francisco 49ers defense is one of the best defense because they have the best front seven. Some people want to say, you know, front four, but you put those seven with the linebackers and they're outstanding. Matter of fact, he had a player to leave Kansas City that's with San Francisco. A young man out of Auburn, he was able to go. Last year he was on Kansas City and he lined up offside. And there's been some discussion about that by several players that may have cost him the game. against the Patriots, meaning Kansas City Chiefs, last year. But this year that he's with the San Francisco 49ers, D-Ford. So we'll kind of see what level of play he will put it at, because he feels that he left as a free agent, that a lot of people blame him for what happened last year. The weakness, I say, is for the Kansas City Chiefs at this time would be their defense is playing better, but some people say it's a strength now. I just think that they haven't really been slapped in the mouth right yet. And they're doing better, so I'm going to consider it a weakness for the San Francisco 49ers. I say their weakness could be at the quarterback position, because he hadn't had to win the ball game. When he went to New Orleans, he played at a high level. We'll give him credit for that. He played a super high level. So we want to kind of see how he's going to respond and play coming up here if they get down a touchdown or two, or even they get ahead and Patrick Mahomes come back as Jimmy G for the 49ers. They call him Jimmy G. And he come back and Patrick Mahomes bring Kansas City rolling back two or three touchdowns. How will the 49ers respond? So they said that's a weakness. He has to preach. Garoppolo, Jimmy G, they call him. All right, so those are some things. Now, some numbers on Patrick Mahomes so far this season. He was hurt, he was hurt three or four games. But last year, he threw for over 5,000 yards. This year, he has and 50 touchdowns last year. This year, he threw for 4,031 yards, 319 completion, 26 touchdowns. So within 2 years, he has 76 touchdowns and over 9,000 yards in passing in 2 years. So he's on a path to be one of the greatest. Awesome young star. We're going to kind of see how this is going to turn out. We're going to kind of see where the maturity of the head coaches come into play to either be a strength or weakness for this. We want you to be a part. Check it out on Sunday, the Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome down in Miami, Miami Gardens, down in the Miami Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to be something to watch. So check it out. Get your libation. Get your pop, water, whatever you want to get. Have your greens and just have a ball on Sunday and have your own Super Bowl party. We look to see it to be an awesome Sunday, because it should be high scoring, what everybody wants to see. All right, we also want to take an opportunity to run off one of our advertisement, and this is coming from the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta chapter in Montgomery, Alabama. They'll be having their 100th Final Womanhood Centennial Gala on March the 21st, which is a Saturday, at the Embassy Suite, which is located in Montgomery, Alabama, 300 Tallapoosa Street. The time for the doors to open up is 6:45. The gala kicks off at 7 o'clock. The attire is all white formal. The admission is $50. And if you want to purchase your ticket now, you can go to Finer Womanhood Book. That's Finer Womanhood Book, B-O-O-K, 1920@gmail.com. Again, Finer Womanhood Book, 1920@gmail.com. Check that affair out. They're celebrating 100 years. They joined the 100-year club of the Divine Nine, the Zeta, Ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So it's awesome. They want you to be a part of that gala, so check them out. Also, I have an advertisement by a candidate running for Montgomery County School Board District 4, DeMarcus Weeds. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, so I'm proud to give him a shout out. He's offering a great opportunity to change that district in school to improve the Board of Education as a whole, being a member of that. So when you go to the polls on March the 3rd, if you're located in District 4 in Montgomery, because there are several other seats that are being bid for, not mistaken, there's two seats on the board that there as re-election. But then you got several judges position that's open. So you check that out, and if you're in Montgomery, you can check each and every one of them to see exactly who you need to vote for, whether in your district or is a county election. So that's March 3rd, 2020. The poll will be open for those positions. Two seats on the board, the Montgomery County School District, School Board District, two of them, I know four, and I'm shouting out for DeMarcus. Give him a shot, push the button. All right, let's quickly move to some Lamar Jackson and being named MVP for this year. What can he improve to continue the success in next year? I just think that his passing still needs to improve. They had an awesome game plan. He was video game electric this year, and he had an awesome year. And, you know, he brought that team where that team was searching for itself to be one of the top teams. Matter of fact, finished first in the regular season of the AFC. So that was awesome for him. So to improve his passing, improve more of his shot, short game, and work on some things down the field. And we'll see an awesome player in Lamar Jackson. He can improve on his MVP status for 2020-21. Also, there's several coaches on the hot seat. Just going to call out the names, and they need to make sure they have successful seasons this year. They've been up and down. We have Clay Helton out at USC, which I think by them making a decision to keep him so late, set him up for not improving on his recruiting. He has to do a little better job there, but he was put behind the eight ball this year, so we'll kind of see if they're going to give him an additional year. Gus Malzahn, you know, Gus Bus at Auburn. They're winning some games, but they're losing some too. And it did help losing to Minnesota in the bowl. And there's still a lot of talk. So Gus is on the hot seat now. The pressure's on. He has to do better, else he has to, you know, look at another possibility. I think the buyout is down now to probably about 18, 15, 16, 16 million. So it's a lot easier for him to come up with 16 million to get him out of there and then keep him. Then we Steve Avio at Boston College. He's on a hot seat as well. So we're going to keep an eye out for those coaches and see exactly what they need. Now we're going to kind of look at the college basketball NCAA March Madness. You know, look at by conference. I was listening to some of the talking heads and pundits as they talked about the conference may get teams in. They're saying that the Big Ten possibly we'll get 12 teams in. For sure, 11, possibly 12 teams. Everybody said the Big Ten consists of schools on the Power Five, Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue, Minnesota, those teams like that. Rutgers doing an awesome job this year. They're second in the conference, and it would be the first time that they can finish in the top four would be for since the 90s. So the Big Ten possibly going to have 12 teams. The SEC is possibly going to be pushing for maybe 16 that's going to be present. The ACC is not looking better. They may push out four. The Big 12 could possibly push out about 16 as well to go to the postseason play. That's what we're talking about. These are by conference. Then your other conferences, the Pac-10, possibly could have two or three teams and possibly four. And then the rest of the WAC and all them. And then, as we know, your historical black colleges are going to be one team from each one of those, as well as your other smaller, below the group of five, which is the smaller school, but they play large class basketball. So that's something we want to keep an eye out. And, you know, the success of the conference, I just mentioned the Big Ten, as most talking heads and pundits, they said that they should have at least 12 teams. So that's a successful run, 12 teams out of the 6 to 8. Okay? All right, we want to take some time to spotlight, and I was hoping my resident high school expert was going to be on tonight, Coach Tony Touchdown Starworth. We hadn't called in yet, but as well as I mentioned what the others would possibly be. We want to look at the Georgia High School Athletic Association. We just said Georgia High School Athletic Basketball Power 25 ranking. And we'll run down those rankings right quick. We have at number one, Grayson, 20-1. Shiloh out of Shelbyville is 20-1. You have Woodward Academy out of College Park, 19-2. McEacher, Power Spring, 14-5. Milton, 17-4. St. Francis, 18-3. Norcross, they stand at 20-2. Wheeler out of Marietta, 16-5. Tri-City out of East Point, 20-3. Lithonia, 21-1. Sandy Creek out of Tyrone, 16-3. South Cobb, 20-2. Dutchtown out of Hampton is 22-3. Eager Landing, McDougal, 19-3. Cedar Shoal out of Athens, 20-1. America's Sumter, 20-0. Archer out of Lawrenceville, 14-8. Sequoia out of Canton, 18-4. Pace Academy out of Atlanta, 18-4. Cherokee out of Canton, 19-4. Veterans out of Kathleen, 19-1. Langston Hughes out of Fairburn, 14-6. Newton out of Covington, 15-6. And Tucker out of, Tucker is 21-3. And last but not least, we have East Cowett, out of Sharpsburg, which is coming, I know, in between Montgomery and Atlanta, 14-7. In South Carolina, their high school Power 25, you have Dorman out of Roebuck, which is 18-1. Legend Early College out of Greenville, South Carolina, 16-5. Malden out of, which is 17-2. Ridgeview out of Columbia, 12-6. Floor out of Columbia, 17-2. Keenan out of Columbia, 13-6. Lower Richland out of Hopkins, 13-4. Mirror Beach, 10-4. Irmo out of Columbia, 15-3. That's five teams out of Columbia, four teams out of Columbia. Christian Church Episcopal, Greenville, 15-1. 17-2. Bishop England out of Charleston, 19-0. Travel Rest, 12-6. Renz out of Piedmont, 16-3. North Mirror Beach, Little River, which is 15-2. Northwestern out of Rock Hill, 14-4. Gray Collegiate Academy out of West Columbia, 12-6. York Prep out of Rock Hill, 14-4. Cardinal Newman out of Columbia, 13-9. Richland Northeast out of Columbia, 11-3. You have Byers out of Duncan, 13-6. Porter Gaw out of Charleston, 15-5. Greenville, 13-4. Bidenwood is 12-8. Wade Hampton, Greenville, 15-5. In Tennessee, the high school rankings look like this. Number one, Hamilton High Christian Academy in Chattanooga, 18-2. West Haven out of Memphis, 17-1. Memphis East out of Memphis, 14-3. Cleveland, 20-0. Briarcrest Christian, 14-5. Mount Juliet, 15-2. Houston out of Germantown, 13-3. Arrington is 14-6. White Station out of Memphis, 13-6. Hussein Collegiate out of Memphis, 20-3. Cordova, 15-3. Dickinson County, 14-1. Science Hill out of Johnson City, 15-1. The Webb School out of Bell Buckle, 18-2. Wooddale out of Memphis, 14-6. Enworth out of Nashville, 14-4. Washington out of Memphis, 16-3. Jackson Southside out of Jackson, 20-0. Black Man out of Murfreesboro, 12-3. Webb out of Knoxville, 9-4. Pearl Cole at Nashville, which is 9-1. Upperman out of Baxter, 15-1. Hillsburg out of Nashville, 13-4. Siegel out of Murfreesboro, 12-5. And Maryville, which is 15 ranked, 17-3. Those are the rankings for each one of those schools in Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Their power ranking. And for the state of Alabama, which I gave last week, they will be starting the area tournament on Monday. And the area tournament will go into the end of the week and they start their sub-region. Area tournament is those teams in the area play against each other. The top two teams get a chance to advance to the sub-region, which is still part of the state tournament. And whoever wins will be hosting whoever's on the road out of the area. Losers will be on the road. So that starts on Monday with the girls. That's the 3rd of February. The first game is always at 6 o'clock if it's two games being played there. If it's three games, they'll flip-flop it. And then the boys will come back the next day. And it's always Monday and Wednesday for girls, Tuesday and Thursday for boys. So whenever the girls over Wednesday, they'll start their sub-regional on that Friday. Come back Friday and Monday. And all this is culminating into the state tournament that we played the last weekend, which is the 24th through possibly the 2nd or 3rd of March in Birmingham, Alabama. But all the area tournament games are played at the winter, which is the host site. Sub-region is played at the winners within the area site. The regional, which will be held at four sites, you have a Southwest, consists at Alabama State University, they call it the Central, consists of a team out of Southwest, all the way from the belt of Montgomery over to Mississippi down, all the way to Mobile. Then you have the bracket that's over at Garrett Coliseum. Both of these tournaments will be played in Montgomery, which will be starting the following week. So somewhere around the 14, 15, 16, they'll play that lead up into the tournament. That'll be now the state tournament. I mean, the other two sites is Jacksonville State University. You have that Northeast region up there that'll take out a team that kind of split the state from Birmingham, north of Montgomery, over in that area, Cherokee County, all the way up there to the border of Tennessee and to Georgia. The Northwest is played over there at Wallace in Hansville, and that'll take care of splitting Birmingham in half over to the Mississippi line and all the way up to the Muscle Shoals. So that's the way they play the tournament. And then the championship will be played in Birmingham, Alabama at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. Check it out. It'll start on the last week in February, start on Monday and go through Saturday. So it's going to be awesome, which will take you probably March 1st, March 2nd. So it's going to be an outstanding tournament time. The same thing is happening. I'm going to mention the state of Florida, as I did last week with the Final 25. And the state of Alabama I did last week, as well as this week we have Georgia, Tennessee, as well as South Carolina. Then we'll touch base and get Mississippi, and we'll make sure we get down in Arkansas. So we'll get it in. It's basketball getting ready to wrap up. We're moving forward for the month of January. We'll be out of here on Friday, and we'll be getting ready for February 1st. And we just pray that we take care of ourselves and remember what I said as the show started off. Our title of our show tonight was I Love Sports, But Sometimes It Makes Me Cry. And it's been a week of a mourning because of the loss of an icon, a sports icon, a legend in Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna. And then you had the Antebellos, Altobellos, and you had several other families that was in there, the Chester family, as well as the Zubayan family. So you had all of those and the Mauser family. All of those individuals lost loved ones. Let's pray for them. Let's lift them up. Let's raise them up as high as we can raise them. Because, you know, God is good. He will take care of us. Just tell your loved ones, I love you. And this is a gift you give them to. Because you don't know whether you will see them tomorrow or not. You know, you don't know whether you'll see them tomorrow or not. Or late on tonight. But just tell them that. Tell them I'm here to protect you. I'll provide for you because I love you. And that's what we have to keep in mind. On tomorrow, we're going to be talking about real love tomorrow because our show that comes on tomorrow is The Love Cafe. And we're going to look at the L, the O, the V, and E. We're going to look at all phases of it because it's going to be an awesome show tomorrow. And it's the real relationship or real love talk show. We're going to talk relations, but it's the real love talk show. And we're going to talk about get you excited. We're going to talk about what will make your day. And we just look forward to always bringing some topics to talk about with you as it relates to love. Again, we want to make sure you take time to purchase one of my new books as well as the old book. That was published in 2017. In 2017, I published a book entitled Education, What Happened to the Passion? And that's the question. What happened to the passion? Is it gone in education? It costs $15, and you can go to my email if you're interested in getting a copy of the book, and that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So get you a copy of this book, focus on my thing, my career, the things I encounter. I could have written a 1,000-page book, but I chose to break it out in this small version. It is age-friendly, I tell everybody. And when you get my books, it won't be long because I want to get to the point. I'm going to let you know it's going to be a Series 2 or Series 3 coming out because we're going to talk more about the passion that's missing in education. And the cost of that book is $15. Let me know again. LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Email me, let me know you're interested in the book, and I'll let you know the payment options you have. There's two payment options, PayPal.me, as well as Cash App. The second book that I just published, let me flip it over. I have to flip it over because I'm looking at it, it's upside down. Don't Be Scared to Love. I'm looking at one of the frat brothers on that. I know he purchased one at the conference that we attended this weekend. And I hope it was a good reading. I hope it was some thought there. And you want more, there'll be a Series 2 coming out. And as I said, it's age-friendly. It gives you an opportunity that if you wear glasses, you might not need to wear glasses just to read. Because the print is large enough for you to read it. But it has some awesome thoughts. And I share just some things about people being afraid to love and why they're afraid to love. That's when I say, tell your family members you love them. Tell your friends that you love them. You know, if tell your husband, your wife, or your significant other you love them. It's a gift. Now, whether they reciprocate that back to you, that's okay. But you tell them because God is going to continue to bless you. The cost of this book, Don't Be Scared to Love, is $20. Get a copy of it. Go to, again, my email, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You know, I have several. I need you to start hitting me hard right now. We're going to have a book signing in February. We're looking at the 21st, and I'll give you the other logistics regarding that very soon. And we're going to have that, and after that, we will have a party and a birthday party, a day party, how you would call it, because it'll be early, but it's still going to be nighttime, early part of the night, so make sure you keep posting on Facebook and invite you no matter where you are. Come and check it out. We're going to do a book signing in Montgomery. We're going to look toward one in Georgia, then we're going to do one in Florida. And if you want me to come to your town, I'll come to your town. Just let me know. Again, LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. The cost is $20 for Don't Be Scared to Love. Get this book and see how the hearts are locked. And that's where it is. We want to love each other. And that's what it's all about. So we have had an awesome time tonight. And I appreciate everybody joining us. And like I said, it was first the 7 o'clock show. We had a few struggles with the internet. It was just saying it was just a poor connection. Weather was changing a lot of time. It affects the internet. But we did make it through in regards to tonight before we close it out. And, you know, the call-in number still is 347-857-4192. Give us a call if you have something to say. We got about 5-6 minutes because I'm about to read off the names of those individuals that's joining us on Instagram or Facebook, as well as the individuals who may be joining us on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to read them all at one time and won't be saying each one of them. We have A. Jordan's mom joining us. Thank you, A. Jordan's mom. Thank you very much for joining us. We also have Terrence Babyhead Gibson. That's my frat brother. Matter of fact, Terrence was selected this weekend out in Orlando as a member of Outstanding Sigma of the Southern Region. I'm a member of that as well, so glad that part of that part of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. He's also served as a regional officer as well of the Southern Region that consists of Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Florida, and the Bahamas. And he's the one that's working hard to make sure things happen in the region and also receiving that accolade. I say congratulations to you, Terrence, right here on my show for receiving that photo from the body in regards to Outstanding Sigma of the Southern Region. So we said hoorah, hoorah to you, my frat brother, Terrence Babyhead Gibson, down there in Miami, Miami Gardens. Thank you so much. He's the president of that chapter. I'm a member of. You'll remember I hadn't transferred out yet, my brothers, down in Rho Sigma in Miami, Florida. Also, we have Yvette Smith, my biological sister. Thank you so much, Yvette, for joining us. We have Jennifer Edwards joining us as well. That's my sister, biological sister as well. Thank you so much. Family's close. You know, I tell my family I love you. I love everybody on here because you know my spiel at the end of the show. We have Katrina Felder. Hey, Katrina, how you doing? She's over there, and give her a shout-out over there at Walmart on Ann Street. Come through there. I want you to make sure you holler at me, recognize me, and give me a holler. I'm going to give you a holler, Katrina. Sierra Washington, thank you, Sierra, so much. We have also one of our co-hosts, and I see I have a question. I want to make sure I take all that question before I call out the last few individuals Well, if you want to join us, you have time to do that. We want the caller with the last four digit 1066. You're live. Tell us your name and your location.
Hey, bro. This is
Jennifer. How you doing? Hello, Jennifer.
All right. And I have Francis on the line, and we wanted to tell you also that we love you. And we talk to Francis on the way from Birmingham every evening. And to get her home safe, and we just wanted to tell you we'll listen to your show, and we love you also.
Love you too as well. And everybody just take care of themselves because that's what it's all about. Let's extend our hand of love for everybody and let them know that, you know, the word I love you means so much. It's a gift. Thank you so much, sister, as well as Francis. Thank you so much, fam. You know, I love y'all a whole lot. And I'll give that biggest shout out at the end. Thank you so much. Also, we have one of our co-hosts of our Monday night show, which is Talking Real to You. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of surrounding Atlanta in Georgia. So we appreciate Dr. O joining us as well. So it's been awesome tonight, and I do appreciate it. I'm going to stroll up and see if I got anybody else And, you know, like I said, when we was on earlier, we had quite a few, but we lost a connection earlier at 7 o'clock, and some of the people normally join. But we will have this as a watch party. We will come back, and you can check this show out a little later. All right, it's 8:55, and we're at the end. And, you know, we're at the point that, as I played in the beginning, you know, we don't own the rights to the song, but, you know, we're at a point to we need to be delivered. And as I say, it's a week where we saw tragedy that touched everybody's hearts all over the world. The losing of Kobe Bryant, a legend in basketball, and his daughter Gianna, and the seven members, I mentioned their names, and I will make sure I shout them out by first name. You have John, his wife Carrie, his daughter Alicia, a teammate of Gianna. You have Christy, Sarah, Peyton, and Aaron, the pilot. Those individual lives alone lost on a helicopter that went down Sunday morning. You know, tell your family, friends, significant other, wives, spouses, whoever, you love them. And that's what it's all about. As we close out, God is going to deliver us because that's what we ask him for. And no matter how we weep throughout the night, just remember, joy will come in the morning.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, the spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. All I see to do is hurt me.
declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.